from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron urging U.S. lawmakers not to let the U.S. abandon the Iran nuclear deal with Tehran.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons.
Macron wrapping up his three-day state visit to Washington Wednesday with an address to a joint meeting of Congress. He cited the strong historical bonds and common interests shared by the U.S. and France, but also pushed against pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead.
The French leader did not directly address U.S. President Donald Trump's vocal opposition to the 2015 pact. Trump is set to decide next month whether to renew sanctions relief for Iran. The agreement lifts sanctions on Tehran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will on Thursday meet officials from the Labor Ministry to discuss the planned introduction of a national minimum wage. This comes a day after nationwide protests over the policy which he has championed. Here's one protester.
We think any minimum wage must be at a living wage level, and that 20 rand an hour clearly is not at a wage level.
Ramaphosa sees the minimum wage, which was meant to be introduced on May 1st but has since been delayed, as an important first step. This is VOA News. Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will cross the military demarcation line in the morning that divides the two Koreas to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. South Korea will also hold a welcoming ceremony for the North Korean leader. This first inter-Korean summit in over a decade marks a dramatic turn towards diplomacy to resolve the growing North Korean nuclear threat. South Korea's Presidential Chief of Staff Im Jong-suk addressed the summit on Thursday.
This summit will focus more on denuclearization and securing of permanent peace than anything else. I feel North Korea is sending their key military officials to the summit as they, too, believe denuclearization and peace are important.
Kim has suspended further tests and declared in November that North Korea achieved its goal of developing the capability to target the U.S. mainland with intercontinental ballistic missiles. White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson is withdrawing from consideration as Veterans Affairs Secretary. Jackson says, quote, false allegations against him have become a distraction. Jackson has faced a series of accusations about his workplace conduct, including that he recklessly prescribed drugs and exhibited drunken behavior. Trump chose Jackson to head the VA last month after abruptly firing Obama administration official David Shulkin. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday about the legality of President Trump's travel ban, limiting people from several mostly Muslim countries over security concerns. Solicitor General Noel Francisco represented the administration.
This is not a so-called Muslim ban. If it were, it would be the most ineffective Muslim ban that one could possibly imagine, since not only does it exclude the vast majority of the Muslim world, it also omits three Muslim majority countries that were covered by past orders, including Iraq, Chad, and Sudan.
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts. A ruling in the case is expected by the end of June. 10 aid workers have gone missing in South Sudan's Yei town in unclear circumstances, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan said on Thursday. The spokesperson said in a statement the convoy of a mix of UN and other aid workers was headed to Tore from Yei in central Equatoria region early on Wednesday and that their whereabouts and well-being was unknown. A United Nations peacekeeping mission says investigators have discovered five probable mass grave sites in eastern Congo's Ituri province, where an outbreak of ethnic violence has killed at least 263 people. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.